This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 9. Ehud, Divinely Designed Savior. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 3 and John chapter 1. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and because they did this evil, the Lord gave Eglon, king of Moab, power over Israel, getting the Ammonites and Amalekites to join him. Eglon came and attacked Israel, and they took possession of the city of palms. The Israelites were subject to Eglon, king of Moab, for 18 years. Again, the Israelites cried out to the Lord, and he gave them a deliverer, Ehud, a left-handed man, the son of Gera, the Benjamite. The Israelites sent him with tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Ehud had made a double-edged sword, about a cubit long, which he strapped to the right thigh under his clothing. He presented the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab, who was a very fat man. After Ehud had presented the tribute, he sent on their way those who had carried it. But on reaching the stone images near Gilgal, he himself went back to Eglon and said, "Your Majesty, I have a secret message for you." The king said to his attendants, "Leave us," and they all left. Ehud then approached him while he was sitting alone in the upper room of his palace and said, "I have a message from God for you." As the king rose from his seat, Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh, and plunged it into the king's belly. Even the handle sank in after the blade, and his bowels discharged. Ehud did not pull the sword out, and the fat closed in over it. Then Ehud went out to the porch. He shut the doors of the upper room behind him and locked them. After he had gone, the servants came and found the doors of the upper room locked. They said, "He must be relieving himself in the inner room of the palace." They waited to the point of embarrassment, but when he did not open the doors of the room, they took a key and unlocked them. There they saw their lord fall into the floor, dead. While they waited, Ehud got away. He passed by the stone images and escaped to Sirah. When he arrived there, he blew a trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites went down with him from the hills, with him leading them. "Follow me," he ordered, "for the Lord has given Moab, your enemy, into your hands." So they followed him down and took possession of the fords of the Jordan that led to Moab. They allowed no one to cross over. At that time, they struck down about 10,000 Moabites, all vigorous and strong. Not one escaped. That day, Moab was made subject to Israel, and the land had peace for 80 years. John chapter 1. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael asked, "Come and see," said Philip. Did you smile a little as you read how a shrewd lefty from the tribe of Benjamin, which literally means son of the right hand, got that sword past the guards? Or how Ehud managed to keep Eglon's death hidden while he escaped? Maybe you were aghast at the description of Ehud plunging the sword so deep into Eglon's belly that the fat swallowed it. Or that Ehud described this execution as a message from God. What should a savior look like? How should a savior act? Whose expectations should a savior meet? God designs all the saviors of his people, from Moses to Jesus, according to standards that are right in God's eyes. The lefty from Benjamin and the teacher from Nazareth, although just right in God's eyes, didn't look like saviors to most people. Our own expectations of a savior don't matter. We're in so much sinful trouble that we can hardly imagine the kind of rescuer we'd want, not to mention the kind we need. Jesus, an unlikely teacher from Nazareth, regularly amazed people wherever he went, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. In fact, Jesus had the authority of God, and he also did many miracles. People paid attention to these things, but would any of us have designed a savior who freely submitted to an excruciating death to pay the price for our sin? Hallelujah! What a savior! Pray with me. Thank you, Father, for sending your only son to be the one savior we truly need. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.